Keith Peters reporting the Biden administration is releasing 1 million barrels of gasoline from a Northeast reserve established after Superstorm Sandy in a bid to lower prices at the pump this summer. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says the move during an election year won't bring gas prices down much.
I don't like the optics simply because we're just a few months away from a presidential election. But again, I would point out that back in 2020, President Trump's administration also cited the need for this reserve to potentially be shut down and sold off.
The sale from storage sites in New Jersey and Maine will be allocated in increments of 100,000 barrels at a time. A campus protest in Michigan is being cleared out, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Police in Michigan have broken up a pro-Palestinian protest encampment that since late April had been set up at the famous Diag at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Footage from WXYZ-TV showed students chanting and streaming through the streets as police in riot gear pushed forward, at times using irritant spray to help disperse the crowd. Later in the morning, it was a fairly quiet scene with tents and debris being loaded into dump trucks. University President Santa Ono said the encampment had become a threat to fire safety. Protesters had been leaving posters at the homes of school officials, leading to accusations of anti-Semitism. They're demanding that the school divest from companies with ties to Israel, while the university says it has no direct investments. I'm Jennifer King.
Donald Trump's lawyers have rested their defense without the former president taking the witness stand in his New York trial. The decision moves the case closer to the moment when the jury will begin deciding his fate. Trump's team concluded with testimony from a former federal prosecutor who had been called to attack the credibility of the prosecution's key witness. On Wall Street, the Dow by 66 points, the Nasdaq rose 37. This is SRN News. What do you think of the filibuster?
Well, if you are a Democratic politician, you hate it and want to get rid of it, even though you defended it just a few years ago when Republicans were trying to kill it. The filibuster requires 60 votes in the Senate to advance most legislation and is used by the minority party to force their opponents into compromise. But now many Democrats say they would end the filibuster to pass a national abortion law forcing pro-life states to allow the procedure. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump's support from evangelicals and other conservative Christians is strong. The former president won 8 in 10 white evangelical Christians' votes in 2016 and 2020. He's maintained support from this group. Dr. Mark Devine of Beeson Divinity School tells American Reformer that conservative Christians support Mr. Trump because, quote, elected Democrats and unelected bureaucrats have an evil agenda, unquote. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted higher to set more records following another day of quiet trading. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% to surpass its record set last week. The NASDAQ added 0.2% a day after setting its latest all-time high. The Dow rose 0.2% and is sitting just below the record it set last week. Macy's jumped after it joined the long list of companies reporting better profit with the latest quarter than analysts had expected. The Dow was up 66 points today to finish at 39,872. The NASDAQ gaining 37 to 16,832. The S&P 500 added 13 points to 5,321. New York oil fell 54 cents to $79.26 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.